Well, good evening. Oh dear, that was a bit of a chock. Let's see. Chock, chock, chock. Okay, I blame the banana. I've got rosé and white wine blended into a crystal glass, but it's just giving me a chock, chock. Not one of those, sort of chong. And I've got sliced grapes, a banana, and a peach slice in there just to give it a bit of flavour because, just sometimes those white and rosés that you buy don't really resonate, or it's the wrong time of year or something. Anyway, grab yourself something nice to drink and put your feet up right up on the table. Go on. And let's have a quick look. I'm just going to detail a few pointers as to what I've been working on in the last few months. And so this is a very, very brief introduction to the work I'm going to be doing over the next few months to bring you bucketfuls more joy in your life. And so let's have a look at the three really probably main, things in your life. Although if you're like me, you might have a bigger deal out of those three are just elementary, and what you really want to do is you really want to be an awful lot better, say, at the guitar. That's just one instrument you might want to do. Let's try that again. It's hard work and it's just persistence, and it might be the clarinet that's your thing, or the Lower Fijian bong bong bongs or something. But anyway, you've probably got something there in your life that's a bit of a passion. It might just be firing up your 1928 Triumph, or of course it could be getting the bird's nest out of your 1968 Land Rover. But aside from those more prismic and interesting pursuits, let's just assume that you're quite interested in one of the big three: love, money, health. And I'm just going to quickly start on health. Is your health everything you want it to be? And if it isn't, why isn't it? You've got an amazing human body. It's probably, I'm just guessing, but going according to type, it's quite possibly got two hands, 10 fingers, 10 toes, two kneecaps, two buttocks, a chest, a spine, shoulders, elbows, wrists, a chin, really good defined jawline or not, as the case may be, eyes, nose, pretty much most human beings are built on pretty much the same lines. I mean, some of them come out looking like a fucking tin of corned beef that's been in a road accident, and some of them come looking like an Adonis. But it doesn't really matter, does it? Because inside you know you're worthy, and you can just move those fingertips and play the piano beautifully. If you can't, that might be a good opportunity for you to pop over to kentpianoteacher.co.uk and order yourself some online lessons. But essentially, you're just the same as everybody else, really. Completely unique. And so there isn't really any reason why you would ever fail unless you want to. And so I'm going to suggest here and now, if you are failing, it's because you want to, okay? Or because you're just going down a slippery slope and you're allowing yourself to. So let's have a very, very quick look at health. You should be in optimum health. Because, well, you've got 168 hours in a week to just totally focus in on optimal health. There's every kind of leisure activity available to you. You could go walking or flower arranging, or you could, do some press ups, or you could, I don't know, fly a kite, anything really. And then you've got nutrition. Find out what foods are good for your body. Omit the ones that aren't. I mean, most of their health problems are down to eating bread. It's as simple as that. Bread does not agree with most human bodies. So just kick that, get rid of the biscuits, throw the pizza out, chuck the cake, and just forget the bags of crisps, okay? A bag of crisps can't do anything for you that a bag of crunchy iceberg lettuce can't. You know, it's got the same prismic opening power factor. The dipping of one's hand into and grabbing the little segments out and stuffing them into the mouth and crunching satisfactorily. So if you are a crisp addict, you know, just substitute your bags of crisps for bags of iceberg lettuce, and before you know it, you've kicked the habit. Well done. If you're a smoker, just don't smoke anymore. It really is that simple. I was smoking 15 a day for 8 months, and I thought, tut tut, must give up. And so on the Tuesday, I was smoking 15. On the Wednesday, I didn't smoke any, and I haven't smoked any since, and that's been a year and a half. Everything's easy if you just put your mind to it, okay? Now, regarding your health, you know, possibly you've got congenital conditions. It's not your fault. Just cut yourself off from those. Reject everything that's bad. And just, you know, put on the new overmantle, which is total health. Assume the overmantle of total health and look at yourself in the mirror and just say, I am completely healthy. I enjoy full health. Life flows through me. There you go. Just say that every single day. Life flows through me. Smile at yourself. Have a quick look at the colour of your eyes. They might have changed. Might well have changed since yesterday. There might be little flecks of yellow in them. They might be darker than they were yesterday. Or you never know. Your eyeballs might have even fallen out. Have a look. Have a look and just remind yourself that life flows through you. You know, wonderful thing, isn't it? So that's health. You're entirely healthy. You're built to last forever. Enjoy yourself. Go on. It doesn't matter if people are waiting for you to fall down, you know, and inherit all your worldly goods. Just disappoint them. That's what I recommend. Damn well disappoint them. Why should they? Why should they get all that you've worked so hard for nothing? They're only going to splaff it up the wall. Right, you can spend it much, much better. So let's move on now that you're totally healthy and you're having a daily walk or two. Two is better than one, you know. That reminds me of the next subject, which is love. So let's have a very, very, very quick insight into love. I haven't got much to say about it because it's so basic, isn't it? It's really elemental, you know. Number one, you're not unworthy. You're the prize. Okay? So you're never going to chase anyone, are you? Because you're the prize. You know, everyone's going to beat their way to your door, aren't they? Of course they are. You don't have to chase anyone. You know, that person that you've quite fancied, they're lucky to have you, aren't they? Yeah. And now, listen. These are the three things. I'm going to do courses on this, so you're lucky to even have this information at your fingertips. But step into your power and listen. What you want to do is you want to be adored. Just say to yourself, you know, he or she thinks about me all the time. Because they probably do, for all you know. All right, they think about you all the time, so you're adored, okay? You're admired. Well, I mean, obviously, there's got to be something about you that's admirable, right? Make sure you've got something about you that's admirable. Work on it, you know. And then the other one is admonished. So as soon as they adore you and admire you and then they admonish you, that's it, you're in. You're never going to lose that person. They're yours, okay? It's easy. Why wouldn't they be yours? You're the prize. That's right. Yeah. So that was love. Right, you've got that person. That's fantastic. More joyful. Well done, you know, it's good, isn't it? But it was easy, wasn't it? I mean, you found someone you liked and you went from being adored to admired to admonished. And as soon as they start criticising, you know, your footwear or how many times you pick your nose, you know, or whatever it is, you know you're in because they wouldn't have the nerve if they didn't feel that they own you. Just let them feel they own you. Just let them be absolutely and totally convinced they own you. Why wouldn't they? I mean, they're the one, right? I mean, they're the person that, as far as you think about anyone, you think about them constantly, yeah? If there's somebody else that you're thinking about an awful lot more, I suggest you have a look at this. But, you know, otherwise, just step into your power and enjoy yourself, you know, just be magnetic. That's right. Yeah, so they can't stop thinking about you. They adore you. They admire you, because why wouldn't they? You're so achieved. And then they start admonishing you. You know, they just don't like the colour of your shirt. Or, you know, did you realise you've got a stain on your neck? You know, and whatever, just let them criticize you. That's fantastic. The minute they start criticizing, they've stepped over the boundary from maybe to definitely. That's it. That is love in a nutshell. The other person, because remember, you're the prize, so the other person, the one that you wouldn't mind having, you know, well, you wouldn't mind, would you? They step over from maybe to definitely, and they start owning you, right? And they start bossing you around. Brilliant. You know you're in. Okay, so do whatever you want there. That's nice. Yes, we're waiting to hear the story later on, but we'll be saving up for the, you know, anniversaries or whatever. So that's that. That's pretty easy. Don't forget, you're the best thing that's ever happened to them. Yes, you are. Go on. If you can't say, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to him, her, well, you know, start looking somewhere else. That's what I'd suggest. So we've got you 100% healthy now. You know, you're just breathing health. You know, everyone hates you, basically, because you're just rude health. You're going to live forever. You weren't built for obsolescence. You're not a motor car, sweetheart. You're built in the image of God. I mean, you know, God's supposed to live forever, isn't he? Do we see God collapsing with a sort of heart condition? I don't think so. No. And you're built in the image of God, so you're not having a heart condition anytime soon. Go on. Stride out there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Enjoy yourself and radiate adoration. You know, everyone adores you. You adore yourself. And, I mean, even God adores you. That's pretty special, isn't it? Yes. And I think it's pretty special. So you're 100% well. You're radiating adoration, and you know, you are essentially to your loved thing the best thing that's ever happened to them. You really are. Yes, they adore you, they admire you, and they're starting to admonish you. You're in. Go on, you're in. Enjoy yourself. Walk on. So that just leaves us with money, really, doesn't it? And I mean, money, it's always a bit of a bugger, isn't it? Because money always seems to come right between you, like a Berlin Wall. There's you. There's the Berlin Wall called money, or lack of money. And over the other side, the grass, of course, is greener, or the bricks are dustier. And there it is, where you would like to be. You're sort of opted paradise, which isn't actually yours, because there's some kind of nasty, you know, boundary or obstacle in between, and it's called money, or the lack of. So the number one way to quickly make money is, don't pay any of your bills. Don't pay any of them. Don't pay any of your friends back. Don't pay any of your credit cards back. Don't pay anything. And just hitch lifts everywhere. Okay. And wear old clothes. Ask people for the stuff you need. And before you know it, you've cleared all your debts and life's an awful lot easier. Just start up a business. There's ever so many you can start up. You know, for a start, you could design courses about how to be more fabulous. That's a good one. Or there might be something you've got specific, you know, information about, such as your career. You know, you might be in a place in your career where you could teach younger people embarking on your career and just say, these are the pitfalls to avoid, and then charge them, you know, 100, 150 quid for the information. And before you know it, ka-ching, 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 still don't pay any of the bills. Why would you waste money on people that are making demands of you? They're the ones making demands. You didn't ask them to. It's junk mail. Junk. Total junk. Anyone that's asking you for money, it's junk. Just fold it up. Walk over it. Put some muddy footprints on it. And, you know, administer to it not, is my suggestion. And go out and enjoy yourself. You know, take the love of your life, or some smutty whore if you want, down to the wherever, and have a kebab or whatever it is you like. I mean, I personally, I wouldn't eat a kebab if you paid me 1 million quid. You go, oh, it's 1 million quid if you eat this kebab. I go, stuff your kebab and you can stuff your 1 million quid up your ass. That's what I think of that. Fick off. But not everyone's got my attitude. Just get out there, enjoy yourself, wear a t-shirt. Don't worry if there's a, you know, an egg spill on it or whatever. Just say, oh no, it's a designer t-shirt. I paid a lot of money. And make up some, you know, Fabrizio Pedruschi. Well, no, it's this one. I know, it really does look like spilt egg on my t-shirt, but it is actually a designer t-shirt that I've paid over £1,000 for from Fabrizio Pedruschi. Memorise that one. Look in the mirror and say, Fabrizio Pedruschi. And if all else fails, become Fabrizio Pedruschi. Get some cheap t-shirts, throw egg on them, or spaghetti if you want, and sell them via ads on YouTube to the undiscerning masses. There you go. There's a business idea straight out of the, out of the stable, if you like. Well, certainly out of the kitchen. And we'll just fucking celebrate you. Have a lot more fun. Open some bubbly. If you can't afford bubbly, Sainsbury's do a damn good Asti for £4.69. And, you know, if you can't scrape a fiver up, you know, maybe polishing someone's shoes or something. What are you? Do you know what I mean? Or you could go busking on a guitar. You know, even if you can't play. Anyone can do this. I can just strum like this. Listen. Sound like that, someone is going to pay you just to get rid of you. Seriously, some of the best money I've ever made busking on the saxophone is people coming up, you know, throwing a tenner or something in my face many years ago. Yeah, it'd have to be £100 today, but you know, they throw the money in your face and say, could you please move on? And I think, well, do you know what, I can buy a few drinks with that money. I'll move on. Why not? I mean, be why not? Just be pleasing. Anyway, so there you go. It's a quick resume of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just give you a few pointers here to take home. And, you are at home, I suppose. But there you go. Now, one of the most inspirational speakers of my youth was a guy called Jim Rohn. And you can say what you will about him. It's absolutely fine. But he was inspirational in my youth, okay? And he used to say, Jesus said, follow me. That was all he said. Two words, follow me. And he could afford to be brave because of all that he was that he didn't have to say. And essentially, that's how you get everything out of life. Just be a heck of a lot more than you have to say. All right? Do the walk. Don't bother too much about the talk. Now, if you're not sure about your future, imagine that your life is an autobiography and just sit down and write the next two or three chapters out. How about that? She loves me. She loves me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves me. She loves me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the best thing that's ever happened. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's fucking criticising the colour of my socks. That's love, darling. You've got to get used to it, haven't you? Oh, dear me. You think it's all mattress, but it isn't. It's the washing machine as well. And just remember that lack attracts more lack. So if you want to get a bit of it and it'll attract more of a bit of it, whatever that bit of it is, you know. I mean, some guys have got a classic car and other guys have got 100 classic cars. Do you know what I mean? You've got to get that collect the set mentality, that's what. I mean, if you've got that about women, I suggest you move to Utah. Do you know what I mean? And the real essential is be self-certain, okay? So if it's not you, who is it? Do you know what I mean? Just say to yourself every day, look in the mirror, have a look at the colour of your eyes if you want, or just pick that spot on your chin. But just say to yourself, I'm the prize.